Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eric, and welcome to the Midweek Crisis Podcast, episode number one. Today, we are just going to be talking about some random stuff, getting a feel for the podcast, and that's my general plan. There's not much else to do. So I guess I'm going to begin by telling you guys what this podcast is going to be about. So, episodes are going to be every Wednesday. Hence the title, Midweek Crisis. It's going to help you through your weekend, or your midweek, sorry. And it's going to help you through your midweek and make you feel a lot better, hopefully. And so, that's when the episodes are coming out. Hopefully every week, every Wednesday. So I'm going to try to make that happen for you guys. So next, I'm going to try to have guests and appearances on the show. And I'm going to have sections. So my planned sections, I think the show mainly is going to just be talking about like current events and, you know, stuff that's coming out and, you know, big things. Like if Apple comes out with a new iPhone, I'll talk about it. And then a smaller little section will be a little way for you guys to get in contact with me personally. You can send me questions into the show. So I would really love to hear from you guys. My Twitter is at WickedSlick3000. No spaces, no caps. And just give me a tweet. Hashtag it Midweek Crisis. And give me a question. So without further ado, let's get started. So, I guess I will talk about Apple's iPhone. So, the other day, I was at my computer, and I went on apple.com.ca, I guess, and I noticed that they had the new iPhone screen, and I was like, oh, really? Okay, yeah, that's interesting. So I went there. I went to apple.ca, and I clicked on the iPhone 5S, I believe, and you know, it's quite amazing. They sold out of the gold ones in one weekend. Like, sold out. Like, that is just insane, you know? I mean, like, yeah, it's really cool. It's a great phone. And also the iPhone 5C, although my opinions on that are, and I don't know. I'd rather get the 5S than the 5C, just for personal reasons. I don't know. I mean, like, I suppose it's because for one, the iPhone 5S has the really cool finger scanner, and that I find quite interesting. You know, my thoughts on phones have been basically the iPhone 5 and the Samsung S4. They need to have a baby, like a morph between the two. Like, that would be the ideal phone, because there's a lot of features that I really like about the iPhone 5. Or S now, and there's a lot of features I really like about the S4. So if that could happen, Samsung, Apple, get working on that, okay? Anyway, in other current events, kind of local for me, if anyone here is listening from Edmonton, there was a police dog that was shot by a suspect while the dog was attempting to disarm the man, but the dog apparently ran up away from the officer to attack, and he jumped up, and in that moment, he startled the burglar or suspect so much that he shot the dog, and it was quite insane, because, I'm blanking on the name now, but a lead official, not from the police force or anyone like that, but an official said that he would not mind, like, giving up to 5 years in prison for that. So, I don't know, it's kind of a controversial topic, but I don't know, I'd say at least, like, it's bad, you know, because, like, imagine your pet dying. Like, you know, you're close to your pet, you know, you love them. But imagine, like, because a police dog, they take thousands of dollars to train. They are your partner in business. And, like, you have a strong emotional attachment. And even after this, the police force, they started going onto like major highways and holding out the hat for money, and they were taking donations to a charity. So they figured they'd counteract the bad with the good and donate some money to charity, which is nice, but they weren't taking up an entire lane of traffic to do it, and yeah, it's never a good thing. Yeah. I guess I can talk about my YouTube show. And with that, I don't know. Okay, so every Saturday I'm going to try to have a video. I mean, I know I've said that in the past and I'm skimping out, but I mean, like, I am busy. I do have a life. No, I don't. But I am going to try to have a video every Saturday for you guys, and hopefully we can do that. That would be really nice. So yeah. Oh yeah, and the thing with the second channel with the vlogs, that is really difficult to do now that I am starting this podcast up, and I have a lot of unfinished projects. But this one, this is definitely going to be the lead in all my things. So yeah, currently this podcast is not on iTunes, but this is the first episode, so I'm going to submit it to iTunes to see if I can get it in the podcast store. If so, I'm going to make a special video on YouTube. Well, I'm going to make a video anyway, but I'm going to make a special video on YouTube talking about that and saying here's the download link and such. It takes a couple of days for them to review it, so yeah. Okay, I'll talk about the software I'm using for my podcast. It's called Podomatic. You can go find it at podomatic.com, and it's actually really decent. And the only problem I find is that there is a certain data limit, but whatever, I don't care. Yeah, it's kind of like, who cares? Anyway, but it is really good, and it makes sharing to iTunes really easy. They do everything you need to do for it, and yeah, like, you know, obviously you do have a certain number of megabytes, but I don't know. That's really not it. I am looking for maybe some artwork to be done for the podcast. So, like, that's just the picture and stuff on like the iTunes page if it gets accepted. So, any artwork involving something like Midweek Crisis with your host Eric LaFleur or something like that would be perfect. If you guys want to do that as a side project, I'd be greatly appreciative, and I can give a shout out to the person who makes it. Yeah, I am looking for some artwork because I can't draw worth anything. I know. On a new topic, Miley Cyrus. No, I'm not going there. But have you noticed how a lot of like music videos nowadays are just getting strange as hell? Like, seriously, like. For instance, Miley Cyrus, like Wrecking Ball and can't when we can't stop, like those were insane, you know? Like, I can't even believe like how crazy they were. Like, they just seemed so weird. But and Lady Gaga with Applause, you know, clown makeup in a sheet, that's weird, you know? Like, I don't want to see that. Put that away. sounds weird. But yeah, that's just my general thoughts on music. Nowadays, it's kind of going all down the tube. It's why I listen to 60s music. You know, I was watching a Vsauce video the other day, and it was really interesting because he talked about it's his latest one. You can go check it out, just Vsauce. Google it. It's his latest video, and it's really interesting because it talks about the time that humans have been on the Earth, and it's actually so cool because, like, we have been here for a long, long time, and you know, that's common knowledge. But the like, if you took the time that we were alive, like, humans have existed, and you put it on it like a table. You spread it out. If you did that, our portion of the age we live in now would literally take up about less than a 10,000th. Like, it's so small, you would not believe. Like, and that's just modern times. And then the times with the internet takes up about the same amount as the modern time, or as the modern times takes up as the whole scale. So, like, the time we live in is so small compared to the time humans have been on the earth. It's amazing. You should go check that video out. I really liked it. Anyways, I guess I'll end it off here. This podcast has been about 11 minutes long. So, yeah, I'm going to work on getting this on iTunes. My name is Eric Lefort. You've been watching Midweek Crisis, and I will see you in the next one. Ba-dum-tsh. Bye for now.